Praise Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Let me encourage you from this beautiful Psalms, chapter 94, verse 22. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. That Psalmist David is talking about. The other translation says, but the Lord has become my fortress and my God, the rock in whom I take refuge. My dear brothers and sisters, in our childhood, when we were frightened, we wanted to run and hide in our mother's or father's arms until we felt the danger had passed. In the same way, when trouble and sorrow disturb our adult lives, we look for a place of consolation or escape. But we can only find the deep, satisfying peace of God in the midst of our storms when we are relying on the God of all peace. Very important for us to understand that. In fact, that was the life of David in the book of Psalms, chapter 48. He said, deliver me, Lord. In the book of Psalms, chapter 31, verse 2, he says, you are the rock of my refuge. Save me from the snares of the people who have laid it privily against me. You know, he had the real danger. In 2 Corinthians 1, 9 to 10, Paul writes to the Corinthian church and he says very profoundly, but we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raiseth the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. That is what he's saying. And then saying, he also helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks be given by many on our behalf. So he was talking about his experience with God, that he carried the sentence of death on his life, but he relied on God. My dear brothers and sisters, you may be going through a very difficult time. You may be going through your sorrows of life, through pain and trouble, and you do not see a way out. You find yourself boxed in and you don't experience the freedom of the Holy Spirit. Let me remind you that even in your difficult situation, God is with you. Hide in Him, run to Him, find refuge in the rock of your salvation, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I promise you, He will never ever forsake you. Men may forsake you, people may leave you, it doesn't matter, but God will never leave you. He will always be with you. When Jesus was on the cross, He was all alone. Everyone left Him. There was only one disciple from a distance looking at Him. All had fled. Can you imagine Jesus hanging nude on the cross of Calvary, praying and, you know, still forgiving the sins of people? Amazing. When Paul was in his end time of his ministry, he says, all have forsaken me. No one has stood with me, but the Lord strengthened me. Hallelujah. This is the experience of men of God who trust in God, who depend on God, that when earthly help departs, God's help will never depart from you, and He will always be with you to help you, to bless you. I was listening to a very beautiful hymn written by William O. Cushing, and this man of God wrote, hiding in thee, thou blessed rock of ages, I'm hiding in thee. I'll give you the link, you will love it. It really blessed and ministered my spirit this morning, and you will be blessed as well. So be encouraged, and remember, whenever tempests arise in your sea of life, do not hesitate to fly for refuge in the safety of your rock of ages and rest peacefully there. Very, very important. Rest in the presence of God. Let the storm pass by. Hallelujah. And God will bless you and bring you out to a place of strength and a place of blessing. Be encouraged. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We humble ourselves before you. We know that you are our rock of ages. You are our fortress. You are our refuge. We take shelter in you. We depend on you. We lean on your understanding. We, Father, look to you for wisdom. We look to you for every blessing that comes forth from you, Lord. Without you, we cannot succeed. And today we need you. Lord God Almighty, your word tells us that your name is a strong tower in which the righteous will run and hide themselves in times of trouble. I pray for your people, those who of them who are struggling or, Father God, going through a difficult phase of life, that they will be hidden in your name. Lord, safely preserved, protected, provided for. Lord, kept from the storm. And Father, Lord God Almighty, till it passes by their lives. And you will see them through and bless them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we need you, Lord, at all times. So Father, I need you. Your people need you. We all need you, Lord. Hallelujah. And you will bless us. Today, Lord, as your people step out to the jobs, to the businesses, in running the errands for the day, bless them. Be with them. I pray for the ones who are sick in our midst. I send forth your healing virtue to flow into their bodies, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. For you have promised that healing is the bread of the believers. And we thank you that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We thank you, we love you, and we appreciate you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, my dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.